From Big Bend, Bayou Country, and Panhandle Plains to the Rio Grande Valley, no matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time on this Friday, September 9th, 2016. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. There's a new report that since 2007, more than 1,300 women and girls are known to have been victims of sex trafficking in places that are tough for law enforcement to crack. We're talking about bars and, more specifically, cantinas. Half of these sex trafficking cases arose from Houston alone, according to the Washington-based Polaris Project, which does research on modern-day slavery. Cantinas, as you're probably aware, pretty popular gathering spots for many in Latino communities, but at some of these places, the price of commercial sex is built into the cost of drinks. And the girls, and we are talking about underage women for the most part, are forced to flirt and drink with the patrons, or suffer the consequences, like beatings, or worse. Milo Cook is the director of Polaris' strategic initiative in Mexico. Welcome to The Standard.
Great to be on.
A lot of this data that you studied has to do with Texas, three cases in particular out of Houston. What makes them common and unique?
It's not so much that the cases in Houston are unique, because when you compare the business model of cantinas and how they are used as venues for to exploit these women and girls, they're very similar to what we see in Southern California and in Florida as well. But what's very unique about Houston is the fact that we just get so many more cases. And part of it is thanks to the work that has been done on the ground by law enforcement and NGOs and government to really look at these cases, link them together, and put the time and resources to prosecute them.
But what I'm trying to understand here is that we hear about human trafficking. We often hear about bordellos and you know, places of prostitution, that sort of thing. Cantinas, I don't think, come up in the general popular conversation about human trafficking. Is there something that cantinas do or a way that they typically operate that makes them a hotbed for this sort of thing?
I think that you hit the nail on the head, and that the sex trafficking that happens in cantinas is insidious and invisible and somewhat normalized. I think that there's a misconception in thinking that sex trafficking only happens in specific venues. The data that we have collected over the last decade of operating the National Human Trafficking Resource Center tells us that it happens in residential brothels, it happens in hotels, it happens in mobile units where women are being moved from client to client.
I want to understand, though, in a sense, what makes Houston unique and why it comes up in this report. It seems like a lot of these victims are from I guess what we call Latin America, Central America. How do they get here? Who brings them? And is it part of a larger network?
They are women who are recruited back in their home country in Mexico, in Central America, often brought here through fraud. They're often romanced and believe that they're following their romantic partner to the U.S. for a better life. Now, some of them are lied to and promised a job as a waitress in a restaurant and in a bar. And when they arrive here, they realize that the situation is different. And what we're seeing through our data is that there's some connection, some intersection with organized crime.
I'm wondering if some of the details in these stories. I mean, one underage girl talking about how she was forced to have sex up to 50 times a day. How does that happen without these cantinas, these bars calling attention to themselves, especially if it's happening with the kind of regularity that this report seems to suggest it is?
I mean, that's exactly the reason why we wanted to put this report out. We have identified in our data 25 types of trafficking here in the United States. And this type of trafficking, the sex trafficking of women and girls from Mexico and Central America to the U.S. is one of the most violent types that we have identified.
What you're describing sounds like it would be very difficult for, minus a large-scale investigation, law enforcement to try to crack down on.
Right. It's really hard to track who's really at the root of the operation of these places. It's really hard to connect cases together. And when the sexual transaction happens in a rented apartment, it's especially hard to tie it back to the cantina mm-hmm. and these traffickers.
I guess when you hear stories like these, a lot of listeners wonder, what can we do? What can the general public do? Is there anything
There are some very simple steps that people can take. They can call the National Human Trafficking Resource Center and report what they're seeing. We never encourage people to actually go into places where they suspect human trafficking is happening, because we never know what the safety and risks are. But it's a very simple thing to do, to call our hotline. It's a free and anonymous hotline. It's 24/7.
We're going to have a link to the number and the resources at our own website, texasstandard.org. Milo Cook is the director of the Polaris Project Strategic Initiative in Mexico. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.